N8LJN, N8XT. N8LJN, N8XT Mobile.
N8XT, W8YRC.
Good morning. I didn't think I'd hear anybody out here. What are you doing?
Just made a cup of coffee and thinking about changing my clothes and heading your way.
All right, no rush. Just bring that spool of coax so I can put second antenna up. Not an emergency. I can do it any time, but Jason and I just left Cyprus, so get the pop-up tent set up and a couple tables and that should be enough.
Who just left Cyprus? You say Jason's here too?
Did he jump on here? Did you ask me who was leaving Cyprus with me?
Yeah, I said, I was just wondering, I thought you said Jason was here too. Yeah, just cut it out again. I doubled. Go ahead. Yeah, you're breaking out. You're noisy, so you must be on low power.
I'm on high power, but I'm on my HP, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. Yeah, you're not that far from the repeater, so you should be making it. You have the diamond or the rubber duck?
That's the longer diamond antenna on high power on my HP, but I'm only half mile from the repeater.
That's weird. It's not working too good. But, okay. Well, I'll head over there shortly. I'll get around here. W8YRC.
N8XP.
N8XP.
W8YRC, Kev.
N8XP.
N8LJN Mobile.
N8LJN, N8XP. Thanks for coming out and helping this morning.
My pleasure, Scott. I will let you know when I'm coming back. Maybe a few minutes.
All right, very good. N8XP.
N8XP,
N8LJN. N8LJN, N8XP.
Yeah, when does it end? In short, when can I be back to help tear down?
It's 9 to 5 technically, but there's a chance if it peters out, you know, we'll leave maybe a couple hours earlier than that. It depends.
Roger that. Thank you. Yeah, last year I came out to help right at the closing time, and it was all done. So I'll see how the schedule works, and I'll try to be back for that. Any Del Jan?
Yeah, there's not much to tear down, Larry. If that's all you're coming for, and it's not a big deal. I think we should be okay, but it might be about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock at the latest. Any next to you?
NADELJN Mobile. November 8th, Lima Juliet, November. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. You're coming in very loud. And how are you today?
I'm doing really good, Ryan. I'm just on my way to the club's display at the Great Lakes Emergency Preparedness Expo over at the Imlay City Fairgrounds. How are you today?
Nah, I've got a busy day ahead of me, but it's all my doing, so I'm not complaining. I'm actually on my way to the golf course right now, and my brother and my friend are actually joining me this time because I was supposed to go last night. But as soon as I had my ball teed up, ready to go, we catch a car fire. I was on the first hole, so I packed up stuff. They gave me a voucher, and I booked it to the station, so I kind of didn't get to go last night.
Well, that's too bad for you and the person with the car fire, but I'm glad you could help them out.
Try to. I was behind another firefighter. We're both running lights and sirens, and we both pull into the station just as the last truck leaves the parking lot.
That figures. Okay. Well, what else you got going on today? Busy?
Trying to purchase a new bass amp, and the problem is it's too big to fit in my car. So I'm going to have to send my dad up Monday because I've been working until 5 or 6, and the music store closes at 6. So I'm going to have to send my dad to get it during the week. After I buy it, because it's so big it will not fit in my car. And then going down to my church to help them finish remodeling. How long are you at the expo today?
Well, I just helped set up, and now I'm going to get a part, and then I got to run an errand for my wife. So I'm not going to be there too long, and I'll come back and help tear down, I hope.
How many other club members are going there?
Well, we had several this morning. It was nice. 5 or 6 of us to set up. A few others came. So I'm not sure how many are there now. Maybe they'll give us a report. Any goes in?
Well, it just so happens we have the perfect equipment for giving reports of what's going on site, W8FFR.
Yeah, I don't hear him coming back. At the moment, they have Yaesu FT991A. That's the one that has all bands. And so they have to switch over to listen on the VHF. So they may not be doing that right now. So we don't hear from them, but it's not bad. It's a nice event. Encourage everybody to come out, take a look. Lots of interesting things, and the weather is beautiful today. So for your golfing, enjoy, and for the Emergency Expo, everybody can enjoy that too.
Yeah, I also have a question that I don't know if you most should be able to answer. It's kind of a basic radio question.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been poking around on Marketplace, just browsing, and I noticed a lot of people are selling, like, old police radios, old fire radios, and other radios that aren't specifically built for the ham hobby, but they say that you can program them. And if the frequency range that it's able to transmit and receive it includes a ham band, even if it's not specifically designed, can you still program that radio for ham purposes?
Well, I have heard of people doing that. And likewise on GMRS, the YouTuber Not a Rubicon, he demonstrates his radio in his Jeep, which he reprogrammed from a first responder radio, and it has huge range because not only do you have a good antenna, but it's got a lot of power. I think it's got 80 watts like yours. So, oh no, it's 100 watt. It's quite strong. So there are ways to do this, but you're right. It's programming. It's like getting in there with a computer and that kind of stuff. It's not as easy as doing like a Mars mod where you just kind of clip a resistor or something. So I don't know much about it, but that's what I do understand is it can be done.
Okay, because I noticed those radios, a lot of those radios are going for cheap on Marketplace, both handhelds and even ones out of apparatus and stuff. And it's just an idea I had. To have multiple radios, it's something I've been considering, and as long as it's possible. I don't have a computer or the knowledge to reprogram them, so I'd probably have to find someone who can do that.
Well, for that, YouTube is your friend. Yeah, there are lots of people enjoy talking people through how they do it on YouTube, so maybe you'll find something there. But first, you got to know whether you can or cannot do it. Newer encrypted radios obviously wouldn't be appropriate. Those would be digital radios that are encrypted because we have to be open. And just make sure you can do it.
Yeah, but bottom line, I saw those on Marketplace and I got curious because a radio is still a radio. And it would make sense if the radio's receiving range includes a ham band. Then it should work.
Roger that. Most of those are going to be, I believe, only VHF, UHF. Probably no HF for that because the emergency responders are going to be up in those bands.
Yeah, ours is 8. We run 800, I believe. So, yeah, we are UHF, but I'm going to have multiple radios. It's another tool that I'm considering eventually getting.
Yeah, that's the problem. We just can't stop ourselves from getting more radios. Well, let's see if we can get a check-in from the club site at the Great Lakes Emergency Expo. N8XP, are you monitoring?
Yes.
Well, Ryan was just wondering how many people are there from the club. You're not making the repeater, Scott.
Let's try it from the other radio.
Yeah, that one works a lot better.
Well, that one has the antenna off the ground, so all I heard was my name. Did you need something?
No, Ryan was just curious how many club members are there now.
Everybody but him. No, it's Joey and WYRC and my brother and I and just the four of us. It's kind of slow, little bit of traffic, but not too many people here. USK.
And my wife was still saying it's early, so we'll have to give it a while. Well, I'm outside the gate. I'll see you in about 3 minutes.
All right, N8XB.
All right, I'm going to sign off for now. N8LJN 73.
Where is this expo at? Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds in Emily City. M53.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, open to the public. N8XB, 73.
This is KE8YGZ, and calling N8LJN. Just checking on you fellas back there, see if the crowds are building.
Hey Russ, this is Larry, N8LJN. Pretty light so far, but more people coming through the gate.
Yeah, it'll probably start gaining momentum here soon. Well listen, if you need any help taking down, at the end of the day, you all give me a call, and I can make it over there in about 25-30 minutes. So good luck, and I'll check in with you guys later. This is KE8YGD.
Russ, that's quite a long haul for you. I'm literally like 12 minutes away, so I'm planning to come back and lend a hand. But if we do need you, thank you very much. N8LJN clear.
KF8BRD.
This is KE8CV monitoring. This is Kilo Alpha 8 Charlie Bravo monitoring. Kilo Alpha 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KATPL Mobile.
November, Foxtrot, Echo Vex, listen. November, Foxtrot, Echo Vex, listen. November, Foxtrot. November, Foxtrot, Echo Vex. FAQ listening. FAQ listening. Let's see it now. We got a copy on this one in Nimoy City. FAQ.
ASC VNA Salas. Go ahead.
Thank you, thank you. What was the call again?
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, Steve in the East Palos.
Oh, not too bad. I'm down here in Emily City. It's coming from here to here. Thank you.
Mobile, getting kind of broken up there. K8SCV listening.
Oh, not mobile. I'm using a handheld connection to one of my antennas on the house. So my 97 died. I'm trying to figure out if it's the antenna or the radio. Over.
Yeah, it's pretty, a lot of bank I'm firing in there, brother. It's, I'm listening on the 310 machine up here in East Tawas. Go ahead.
Roger that. I'm only doing
5
watts here, so I'm just kind of playing with what I got. Over.
Yep. Well, I don't know how far you are from the repeater, but which repeater are you on?
I'm on W8LAP on the repeater out of Lapeer. Over.
Copy that. Apparently those are must be a link system. I'm on the 4710 out of Guilford. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're up somewhere near Tawas. Over.
Yeah, roger. Copy.
Roger, roger, roger. 7-3, thanks for the help. I'm just, now I know what it is. It's due to the radio, it's probably the radio. Thanks.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the last two transmissions were perfectly clear. Okay, back to you. I'll be clear on your final K8SEV up here, Great East, Northern Michigan.
Thank you so much, thank you so much. November Foxtrot, this is the sum of it. 7-3, sir. November, Foxtrot, Quebec, listening.
hear you, but you're kind of noisy. W-A-Y-R-C.
W-A-Y-R-C, and it's two. I'm running a 5-watt handheld through my Edfong antenna in Emory City trying to hit the Lapeer repeater. So I'm just doing as best I can. My F-97, my FT-897 died, my 2-meter rig, so I'm trying to see if it's, you know, was troubleshooting, trying to figure out what was going on. I think the F-897 is,
yeah. Yeah, the transmission there wasn't too bad, but, yeah, you're a little, you know, a little fried, but, copy you pretty good. Name here's Mike, W-8-Y-R-C.
Thanks, Mike. Name here's John, January, November. Just was using this thing for a while on HF, and then slowly kind of deteriorated until it doesn't work anymore. So I don't know what to say. But this one's, you know, handheld's doing okay, but only 5 watts. And so I'm running like, the 897 did 50 watts, so it is what it is.
Yeah, that makes a difference. So, anyway, I'll say 7-3, I'm do a contest here on FT8, trying to wrap up ones I don't have yet. 7-3, have a good evening, W-8-Y-R-C.
Thanks, sir. I got my HF on, too, my 7300. So, 7-3, and good luck. Bye-bye.